in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Excuse me. First, I want us to see the main point Jesus is trying to make in this section. The general principle that Jesus is teaching is in verse 1. This is the base for which he gives an example today, and in the next 2 weeks, when we look at prayer and fasting, this is still the foundation and the base of what he's talking about. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. The human heart is wicked and deceitful. In the midst of doing good things, Jesus says that our motives can be wrong. Jesus is telling us that it's possible that in doing religious things that are good, like giving, like prayer, like fasting, that our hearts can be doing it for the wrong reasons. Isn't that scary? I'm sure none of us are innocent. I know I'm not. I might even confess that this week, in studying this text, I think the Lord was showing me some areas of my life to just say, be careful. We live in a world, as you are well aware, that is obsessed with self. Our world is obsessed with promoting and glorifying ourselves. Social media is a chasm of self-glorification. It is a canyon of flexing and showing the world just how wonderful and great we are as we show the world our lives. I think that's why Jesus is giving a warning to Christians. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. This verse 1 encompasses this warning, many things, many ways that we could do this. This kind of general principle. But Jesus is going to give us 3 examples of religious practices that all religions practice: giving to the needy, prayer and fasting, and saying, be careful, beware. So today we want to look at giving to the needy, giving to the needy. So the general principle is this, but let's look at a specific example. Verse number 2, thus... Here's an example for you. When you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. So first, Jesus tells us what not to do in our giving. We are not to seek the praise of others in the slightest way. Jesus says if we do this, then we are hypocrites. No doubt he's referring to the Pharisees in some way, because this is Jesus' favorite word for the Pharisees. Hypocrites. Hypocrites means actors. And Jesus is saying, if you're giving to the needy and you're doing it in such a way that you're seeking the praise of others, then you're just an actor. You're pretending to be righteous when in fact you are not. The Pharisees might have actually sounded trumpets before them when they gave money to show off, but it's likely that Jesus just simply means don't draw attention to yourselves. Now, if you know yourself well, you know that this is a subtle and possible thing for us to do. We may not even be aware of it, which is why Jesus is warning us and saying, beware. Because we might do it and we might not even think about it. He says that if we give to be seen by others, the only reward we have is actually the praise of other people, but no reward from God. So what we are not to do, we are not to give money or give anything to the needy in such a way that we are doing it to seek the praise of other people. Secondly, Jesus tells us what we are to do. Verse number 3, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. In secret. By the way, most people in the world are right-handed. Some of you are left-handed. I noticed somebody in here today who was left-handed when they were signing their name. Some of you are left-handed. I'm both, by the way. I'm a weird person. But most of us are right-handed, and some people are left-handed. So the right hand would be the usual hand by which you would give money to someone. And Jesus says, if your right hand is giving money, don't even let your left hand know what you're doing. I don't think we can read too much into this phrase to try to figure all this out necessarily. I think it's pretty simple. What Jesus is simply saying is, do it in secret. Do it in secret. Don't even let the other side of you know what you're doing. We shouldn't let even the other side of our body know about what we're doing, nor our friends on Facebook or anyone. Only the person that you give to may know, and you and God. Sometimes not even the person, like what happened to us, the person we didn't even know who gave. But Jesus says that when our giving comes from such a pure heart. So in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is getting to our hearts. If you remember last time, he says, if you commit murder, if you hate your brother, you've committed murder in your heart. If you look upon a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery in your heart. It's the heart that Jesus is getting at, the heart in giving. When we give from a pure heart, not seeking in any way praise for ourselves, Jesus says, it's then the Father will reward you. Why is this kind of secret giving better? Why is this secret giving better? Why does God care so much? I mean, what's the big deal? If I give 100 Hong Kong dollars to someone and then I post it on Facebook, and if I give 100 to Hong Kong dollars to someone and I don't post it on Facebook, in both cases, that person is helped. Isn't that the goal? Well, this is not so much about the recipient of the gift, but the giver of the gift. The recipient, yes, is helped either way, but what Jesus is getting at is our heart in giving. Pure love, pure compassion, and mercy are expressed when we give in secret without glorifying self. Pure love, compassion, and mercy are tainted and stained when we steal glory for ourselves. You see, I think this is about worship. The problem that Jesus has is that we seek worship from others when only God deserves worship. In verse 2, did you notice what it says? That they may be praised by others. Praised. It's as if we are subtly saying, when we seek the approval of other people, I'm wonderful, and only God is wonderful. And we are subtly, or maybe even openly, saying, I am righteous, and there is none who are righteous but God alone. We seek worship when we seek praise from other people. And Jesus says that if we pump ourselves up, then we won't get rewarded by the Father because we are trying to steal glory from the Father. That's a scary thing. And we all do it. That is why we are to give in secret, because only secret giving ensures that we aren't seeking the praise and worship of others. Let me say that again. We give in secret because only secret giving ensures that we aren't seeking the praise and worship of others. Ensures. Let's quickly look at some application. What can we take away from this passage? Well, I think it's very easy. We can ask ourselves question number one, do we give to the needy? Do we give to the needy? Is there any room in our lives or margin in our financial lives whatsoever to give to the needy? Two times in this passage, Jesus said, do you notice? When you give to the needy. When you give to the needy. And next week he'll say, when you pray and when you fast. Jesus assumes that we will give to the needy. So you may want to ask yourself just simply, do I give to the needy? And how might I give regularly to those in need? But secondly, we want to ask ourselves, how can I give regularly to those in need, but how can I do it in such a way that I don't receive any praise or glory? In order to make sure our heart is right, Jesus says, do it in secret. As much as you can. Okay? So let's be careful here, and let's not go to the other extreme of legalism and say, I have to do whatever I've got to do to make sure it's in secret. It doesn't mean that you need to get bent out of shape if someone finds out that you gave. It just simply means, okay, you may give and your tax returns or whatever, others are going to find out maybe in some way, but the issue is our heart. do we want people to find out or not? Doing it in secret. So we need to give to the needy, and Jesus gives us a clear indication of how we are to give in order to ensure that our hearts have pure motives. Number three, remember that verse number one says that the general warning is not to do any of our righteousness, not to practice righteousness before others. So in this general statement, it can be about many things. So we may want to ask ourselves or ask the Lord, is there any way in anything that I do in my Christian life in order to try to be faithful to the Lord, but my motives may be such that I'm doing it to get the praise of other people? It could be in my teaching on Sunday. It could be in kind words that you give to people, or leading worship, or singing, or even telling people, I'll pray for you. Because sometimes we say, I'll pray for you, and then we don't pray. Maybe in that, just subtly, what we're trying to do is kind of impress people with our religious jargon. There may be a myriad of ways that we need to ask the Lord about the motives of our hearts. Number four, there's a phrase here that I want to point out that really jumps off the page to us, and actually I'll mention that in giving, in prayer, and in fasting, Jesus says the same thing. Your Father who sees in secret, your Father who sees in secret, your Father sees in secret. In this little phrase, there's great theology and significance. Because in this, we can find great comfort, can't we? Knowing that your Heavenly Father sees everything in secret. Someone's done something to you and nobody knows, God knows. God knows what you're going through and nobody knows what you're going through. He knows where you are in life. He knows how you feel. He knows the good works that you're doing that nobody seems to really care about. Your Father sees in secret. Think about that. Psalm 139, which I read at the beginning of the service. God is omniscient. He knows. He sees. We can find great comfort in that. There's also great caution. We should take great caution in knowing that our Father sees in secret. Nothing you or I do is ever hidden from the Lord. Isn't that amazing? And yet we do things and think we're hiding from God, like in the Garden of Eden, and there's nowhere to hide. He sees everything we do. He knows every thought we think. He knows every motives of our hearts. Hebrews chapter 4:13 on the screen. No creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. That verse alone should stop every person from ever looking at pornography. You're not alone. He sees. Your Father sees in secret. He sees the good things that you do. And He knows the deepest parts of our hearts. Well, in closing, what should non-Christians learn or see from this passage? Perhaps you're in here today and you're not a follower of Jesus. All religions give money. All religions pray. All religions practice some kind of fasting in general. And the world's religions promote doing good works. that God will be impressed and reward you if you give to the needy, or if you pray, or if you fast, if you go to Mecca on a pilgrimage, if you walk around the temple 10 times, if you do your rosary beads, if you put fruit out for your ancestors. In all of these things, the world's religions do these things in order to be seen by others most of the time. But there's no God who even sees those things except the God of the universe, the only God of the Bible. None of those things will do any good for us, because those gods are like scarecrows in a melon patch and cannot help in any way. There's only one God, and we cannot earn His favor by doing good religious practices. It's not enough righteousness. No matter what you do, it won't earn your way to God. We need a better righteousness to stand before God. The Bible teaches that Jesus was completely perfect. The motives of His heart were righteous and perfect in every way. He completely obeyed God and was sinless. And He is the mediator who stands between us and God. Jesus not only lived a sinless life, but died on a cross. And as an innocent man, He died in the place of all of those who would believe in Him. He rose from the dead and is alive and is the judge of all people. The Bible teaches that if anyone believes in Him, God will forgive us of our sins, forgive us of all that we have done, give us new life and eternal life and change us. We need a better righteousness than the religions of the world have to offer. And that righteousness is the righteousness of Christ that when we believe in Him, God gives to us. Jesus is alive and has the power to actually change you and me. He has the power to change our hearts and make our hearts different and give us the right motives to do anything that we do. And apart from His righteousness, we can't do what is right. In the Sermon on the Mount, the words that show up more than any are the words, "Your Father in heaven." Did you know that the Creator of the universe says that you and I can call Him Father? Isn't that amazing? The God of the universe, who spoke galaxies and nebula into existence and created mountains and trees and everything that there is, says we can call Him Heavenly Father. But we can only do that if we trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. Then and only then can we do anything to even please God, like giving to the needy and doing it with a right heart. May God help us purify our hearts so that we can honor Him in every way. Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, You know us better than we know ourselves. You know the deep parts of our hearts where we've hidden things away that we don't even want to face anymore, or we have secret sins that we have lived with for years. We've become so accustomed to them that we don't even know they're there anymore. Lord, give us pure hearts. Test us, Lord, and examine us. See if there be any wicked way in us whatsoever. And create in us a clean heart, O God. So that we can bring glory to you and not to ourselves. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.